Welcome to Rhema for Today.
You know, if somebody comes up and gives you, you don't have any money in the bank, and your car payment is due, and somebody comes up and gives you the amount of money that you need to pay your car payment, I guarantee you, you're not going to sit in the chair and say, "Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus." No, I don't think you'll do it. I think you probably jump out of this chair and do a little jig and begin to rejoice. Hello? That's what rejoicing is all about.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Getting Through Tough Times.
We want to read from Habakkuk. That's one of the minor prophets over there, you know. Joel, Amos, Obadiah, all those over there, you know. I don't suppose you turn there very often. Chapter 3, third chapter, 17th verse. Though the fig tree does not bud, there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls. Look at verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord and will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on to the heights. Now, I want to share some things with you about rejoicing in difficult times. You know, circumstances are always going to change, but you can rejoice because God's word never changes. You know, he gives a pretty dark picture right here. You know, there's no figs on the tree. There are no grapes on the vine. The olive crop failed. The field produced no food. There are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls. Now, that's a pretty bad picture. But you know what? Some of you may be in, you know, it may not be grapes and olives and sheep and cattle, but it may be other things. And you're facing, you know, your bank account is low. The cupboard is bare. And you see, what we need to learn is that difficult times are going to come. You see, many people think that they're never going to have a difficult time. But I want to tell you what, you're going to face a difficulty. Somewhere in your life, you're going to face some difficult times. Is there anybody here that's never faced a difficult situation? I don't see any hands. You see, Habakkuk's saying here, though the fig tree don't blossom, though we don't have no grapes, there's no olives, there's no harvest, there's no cattle, there's no sheep, he still says to rejoice. See, you're going to find that we live in a world that our economic situations are going to be up and down, up and down, up and down. The market is going to fluctuate every day. You know, if you look back in the 30s, the Great Depression, some of you have read about it. There may be a few here old enough to remember it and be a part of it. Miss Helen here. But, many people lost everything. That's where many of the Pentecostal songs came out of. Everybody will be happy over there and someday, some happy day, because they had nothing and they were looking forward to heaven. But you see, today we find ourselves, our investments have gone bad. The businesses are downsizing, or as one man put it, right-sizing. And, you know, the stock market and the money market is very volatile. And there are takeovers and mergers and political upheavals and all kinds of situations going on. And in the midst of all of this, God does not change. The Word of God does not change. Just because you didn't get a raise, just because the company didn't make a profit this year and you didn't get a raise, you see, that doesn't change God's Word. God can take care of you whether the company gives you a raise or not. And if you got caught in a downsize or a right size or upside down or whatever you want to call it, God can still come through and give you a better situation. Amen. That's right. That is, if you don't start wringing your hands and hollering, "Oh my God, what am I going to do now?" Now that ties his hands. But if you will begin to rejoice in the Lord and quote the Word of God, it makes a big difference. See, Malachi 3:6 says, "I am the Lord, I change not." Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." Hey, it doesn't matter what happens, what goes wrong, God's still on the throne. It doesn't matter what somebody said about you or what happened with your situation. Jesus Christ is still the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Rejoice. God is still the Almighty One, our deliverer. Rejoice. God is still the great I am. He does not change. The Word of God does not change. Just because you have a bad day doesn't change the Word of God. Matthew 24:35, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." The Word of God is forever settled. It is not subject to change. 1 Peter 1:24-25, "For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord stands forever." So you see, we need to learn to rejoice. Now, when you think of rejoicing, you usually think of laughter, right? You know, if somebody comes up and gives you, you don't have any money in a bank, and your car payment is due, and somebody comes up and gives you the amount of money that you need to pay your car payment, I guarantee you, you're not going to sit in the chair and say, "Well, praise the Lord." "Thank you, Jesus." No, I don't think you do. I think you probably jump out of this chair and do a little jig and begin to rejoice. Hello? That's what rejoicing is all about. Now, as we begin to look at this a little further, when trouble comes, rejoice in your salvation. See, he said in verse 18, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the Lord. God is my Savior." Now, I want to take salvation a little bit. I'm not talking about being born again here. I want to take it to your salvation. Somebody, have somebody ever said something to you about, well, I'll do this for you or I'll do this. And you said, boy, that's my salvation. Let me see your hand. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You understand that kind of language? See, that's what I'm talking about. Rejoice in the Lord because God is our salvation. You know, somebody the other day, I heard somebody, I don't know who it was. I heard them talking and somebody said something to somebody and they said, okay, hey, yeah, we'll do this, we'll do this, we'll do this. And that person responded, oh man, you're my savior. What did they mean? They meant that they were saving them from a catastrophe situation. See, we rejoice in the Lord, our God, because He is saving us, not only spiritually, but He is saving us and He is our salvation in natural things. Now, what we need to understand is that in this world, we're always going to be running up against it. Let me understand that term. Maybe I should say in this world, we're always going to experience trouble. Now, somebody said, well, you're talking negative. You're talking negative. Why don't you talk faith? Well, number one, you need to understand some of these things before you can use your faith. Because Jesus said in John 16:33, in this world, you will have trouble. Not maybe, you will have trouble. All right? But Jesus also gave us to understand in John 17:16 that we are in this world, but we're not of the world. Therefore, we have a life source, a source of salvation that's out of this world.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we start Living Faith Conferences in January.
Yes,
January the 18th through the 20th. We're going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida at a Relevant Church, Pastors Chris and Liz Sarno.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then we're going where, honey?
We're going up to Panama City, Florida, January
That's
21
right.
through 23 at Cornerstone Family Church with Pastors Greg and Alicia Aldridge.
That's right.
So if you want to know any of our traveling schedule, just go to rhema.org/LFC and you'll find out about it.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.